do you keep coal and what do you keep coal in? What do they call that thing that they keep coal in?
Coal scuttle?
There's a scuttle.
Yeah, I think they do. They'd have the coal pile out in the yard and then go and take a shovel and shovel it into this.
I see. How did you get the black stuff out of the chimney?
The stuff? Well, sometimes they take a cedar brush and climb up on top of the house, you know, and sweep it down. And sometimes they didn't. And sometimes then the stuff would get a fire, too. And houses are burning like that. Our house caught a fire one time, I remember. And there was a member of the family in bed sick at that time. However, they carried water from the spring that the roof put out and just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Didn't do any much harm.
You mentioned the water bucket, and what did you milk? What did you use for milking? What kind of bucket or pail?
A tin bucket, usually.
Uh-huh. And did you keep slops for the pigs?
Yes, they had an old bucket, maybe an old lard can that wasn't good enough to put lard in it. Well, they put a bale in it, you know, and put the... If it had gotten rusty, of course, if it leaked, they couldn't use it. But if it had just gotten rusty, well, they could put the slop in that. And carry it. And that was an every morning job, too.
Every morning.
My daddy did that whole lot. Or just about every morning, I'd say, or sometime during the day. The hogs got slop as well as feed.
When you first got electric, what did you call those things that you screw in? We call them light bulbs today, but what did you first call them? Were they always called?
Light bulbs.
Is that right?
I've never heard them called.
Uh-huh.
And that, they call that the socket, you know, where they put them in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when you cut flowers from the garden and put them in your window, what do you usually put them in? You showed me that little kettle that the flowers were in. You showed me that little kettle that your flowers came from.
I use different things. I have vases and sometimes I've used jars and I have used tin cans on top to cut off smoothly and just to glue some kind of picture around or something, you know.
Nice.
But use fruit jars. Well, now the green glass fruit jars I spoke about, I believe I mentioned about having them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I'd like to put the pink crepe myrtle in a green glass jar. I thought that was very pretty. And then I have my husband always loved the roses better, but now we have a black spot on the leaf in the county extension agency. He didn't know whether or how we was going to ever get rid of them. He said that he tried dusting his or spraying it from the time the leaves put on in the spring or got big enough, you know, where they're strong enough to take the spray. Well, I tried dusting mine, but it's still bad. It destroys the leaves mighty bad. While my roses bloom beautifully this year, mainly while I was away from home and didn't see them. I had set one, a big pink rose bush, not the rose bush. And Mother's Day, both my daughters came to the hospital to see me. And they brought a little vase, you know, two of the beautiful pink roses and two white ones and a red one. Or two red ones and a white one, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It made me feel a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And my pastor came to see me that day. That helped some.
I see. The different things you use in the kitchen, you mentioned, I think, a couple of things the other day. What you would use to fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
You could just do that? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if it had legs on it?
No, it has a handle.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can tell you.
Yes,
the kind that I use.